journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this magnificent Monday. I was prepping up the song, and we're going to be playing it when Rick Randall joins us in the third hour from 11:30. Got some other stories that I'm looking at here at MERS News Service that I think basically is going to kind of show the direction of what's going on here for the rest of this probably election cycle. A lot of people getting involved in Bureau of Elections process for citizens' ID petitions in June. Kind of interesting. The Board of Canvassers on Friday said the citizens' ID constitutional petitions are scheduled to be checked in June, immediately shooting down a claim by a Michigan Fair Elections Institute representative in a meeting that took place on Friday about a hearsay rumor that the Bureau of Elections wouldn't process the signatures at all. Michigan Fair Elections Institute representative Jeff Scraper told the canvassers that the messaging was running around the legislature that the former Secretary of State, Senator Ruth Johnson, didn't believe the Bureau of Elections was going to process more than the 750,000 signatures the Americans for Citizens Voting Michigan turned in on March 4th. She said that when they turned them in on March 4th, 2026, I'm not sure where that notion came from, that it would not be possible to canvass the petition, said Bureau of Elections Director Jonathan Brader. Well, Scraper said the Bureau should check the petitions now. They were turned in first, after all, but Brader said there isn't enough time to finish the process before the candidate signatures start to come in on April the 21st. Brader said the candidate petitions deadline is in mid-April, and the second deadline is in May for the initiated legislation and referendum petitions. The final constitutional petition deadline is in July. It's really not possible to do all these things as efficiently and effectively as we'd like to when we try to do them all at the same time. Brader said it wouldn't make sense to start the process now and then have to stop the process, put the petition back into the secure area, and start over at a later date. Well, I got a question, Jonathan. Why would you have to start over? Today is March 23rd. you've got almost a whole month before the candidate petitions start coming in. Take out a portion of them. You only do a sample anyway. 750,000 signatures. You're only going to do 10%. So why not go ahead and get started on 75,000? Randomly pull out 75,000, 10%, and see what the percentage of good is. If you feel that it needs more further checking, then you can always pull it out. This is a citizen initiated ballot proposal. It can be done, and it doesn't all have to be done right now. Well, Brader said the only thing that could potentially push this back is if we got a significant amount of legislative petitions that would have to be processed first because they have an earlier deadline. Another petition ballot proposal, Michiganders for Money Out of Politics and one referendum regarding the minimum wage bill still needs to be turned in. Now, what I heard, and based on what was reported before, the Michiganders for Money Out of Politics have already suspended their campaign. They're not even turning in the signatures. So which is it? Well, another Democratic canvasser, Heather Cummings, asked Scraper if he had heard the Bureau wasn't going to process the petition, which he said had come from State Senator Ruth Johnson and State Representative Tom Kuhn. Cummings said it was a problem, and he felt the board was being insulted. Or was it just Scraper expressing, quote-unquote, his concerns? You're saying that the Bureau has said they will not process this. That is not a concern, but a very serious allegation. Well, Scraper answered, yes. Well, meanwhile, Ruth Johnson, in an interview with MERS News Service, said that isn't exactly what she said. She said she was told by the Bureau of Elections when the petitions were turned in that it would be several months before they got around to being processed. She said that it was turned in early and they saw no reason why it couldn't be done before the candidates. I expressed concern, Senator Johnson said, that it wasn't being done in a timely manner and that the fact that this needs to be processed and put on the ballot this November, it was turned in 4 months before the deadline for 2026 on purpose. While the Republican canvassers chair, Richard Hoskamp, said during a meeting on Friday that he's known Johnson for some time and that the statement being expressed by Scraper was probably off. He said he didn't see her taking a swing at the Bureau by claiming they wouldn't process the petition. Hoskamp said no one was trying to suppress the petition process and that the process itself is in fact moving forward. However, he said this is an election season. Election season has a tendency to make folks go a little crazy and a little bit soundbite anxious. I'd really urge everybody to take a deep breath and research what's actually being done and what's actually being said. So, again, Brader, this is March 23rd. You got basically, let's see, 5 weeks before April 21st, starting tomorrow. Tomorrow, Tuesday, March 24th, next Tuesday is the end of the month, March 31st. You got the 7th, the 14th, and the 21st of April. You're telling me that you can't take 10 or even 20% of those ballots, signatures, petition signatures, I should say, and you can't look at them, verify them? You got 5 weeks. I agree with Senator Ruth Johnson. Why are you not doing it now? With her saying very simply, this has got to be done in a timely manner. It needs to be processed in order for it to be on the ballot this November. Folks, they turned in 750,000 signatures. They only were required to turn in 447,000. I mean, they blew that number away. This is just politics. Absolutely pure and simple politics. Because what they want to do is make sure citizens are the ones voting in our elections this year. And for it to be on the ballot and then change, basically, our state constitution going forward. So, very simple. Absolutely very simple. Citizens ID constitutional petitions. Well, we'll continue to follow this story, see if they're going to start checking the signatures now, or are they going to wait? We've got a couple other short stories to get into here in the final segment. State Representative Dylan Wigla, Democrat of Garden City, argues it's time for Governor Gretchen Whitmer to break her apparent self-imposed silence and join in the conversation. I believe the governor should be encouraging the people of the state to publicly push back. What is he talking about? Well, the outrage regarding the federal government sending ICE arrested inmates to a formal private prison in the Northwoods of Baldwin. They're going to open up the Baldwin prison and turn it into an ICE detention center. Well, the same cannot be said for the government's effort to create another facility in the heart of a highly populated downriver community of Romulus. Local voices are in protest, standing in unison, loud and clear. And now one of the leaders seeking to block the project wants more voices to be heard. It's time for the governor to stand up and speak out. In addition to calling out the public outcry, Wegla reported the warehouse is also next to a very thriving neighborhood. This is an area in the city that is not zoned. So therefore, perhaps we can fight it as zoning approval. A couple more sentences on this short story. Wrap it up. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Wrapping up this short story I started in the last segment. State Representative Dylan Wegla, Democrat of Garden City, said that basically the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, needs to step up and go on the record. I believe the governor should be encouraging the people of the state to publicly push back, to stay silent on this is something that is unacceptable. Wegla said he also fears that the Trump administration could impose the federal supremacy clause to override local opposition. In addition to urging the public to protest, he wants the governor to express her own opposition as well. I believe the governor of the state should be pushing back against ICE, and that the governor should be helping us with the public pressures that ICE does not open a center in my district or any other one in the state of Michigan. MERS News Service reached out to the governor's office for a response to the request for a public statement opposing these projects, but the executive branch has declined to offer a comment one way or the other. Wegla was then asked about the public protesting the Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's use against the Trump administration, ICE conduct in their state, which then triggered President Donald Trump to respond with a strong National Guard pushback. If the Michigan governor gets engaged, could that cause the same thing to unfold here in Michigan? Well, his answer: certainly this administration could retaliate for anything. But the choices we are facing, when the fascists are at the door, do we stand up to them or do we find ways to stay quiet to protect our own self-interests? On this topic, House Minority Leader Ranjiv Puri, Democrat of Canton, was asked by Bridge Michigan to comment on the governor not highlighting this issue in a recent State of the State address. He noted that just because she did not mention it does not necessarily mean it's not an issue. In fact, others might say it is possible that she may again be using her one-on-one access to the president to stop the senators from coming to Romulus. Romulus, folks, right next door to basically subdivisions. If that ends up being the case, she should omit it out for fear of botching a possibility to get a solution working directly with President Trump. Well, in the meantime, State Representative Weglitz said there's little hope with public pushback that we can get this administration to change its mind. The governor may have a good working relationship when it comes to other issues in the state of Michigan, but this is one I think she needs to be more vocal about. So, state representative from Garden City, Romulus is in his district. And this is a situation that he is very, very much concerned about and probably maybe even hearing from. So, real quick, do I have time? Yeah, I think I can get this short one in as well. State of Michigan is asking for a very quick review and dismissal of the wholesale marijuana tax challenge. State of Michigan has asked the Michigan Supreme Court to pause the trial court proceedings in a case challenging the new 24% wholesale marijuana tax while the appeal process plays out. Thursday's late filing, the state asked the high court to hear its motion to pause the proceedings by May 1st and grant their appeal, reversing the Court of Claims decision ordering a trial and dismissing the case by September 1st. The parties are in discovery right now, which means both sides are exchanging evidence and information, witness lists, and this could lead to depositions and written discovery, which the parties agree are unnecessary and uneconomical, according to the state's brief. The Michigan Cannabis Industry Association and the Harrison Township-based Holistic Research Group filed separate lawsuits challenging the new wholesale tax, arguing that the Comprehensive Road Funding Transportation Act violates the state constitution by amending the Citizens Pass Michigan Regulation and Taxation Marijuana Act without having three-quarters of a majority vote of both houses of the legislature. While Court of Claims Judge Saima Patel denied the request for the preliminary injunction and allowed the case to move forward. But last Thursday, the state of Michigan, via the Attorney General's office, moved it up to the Michigan Supreme Court, asking that the case be reviewed and then go ahead and grant their approval to keep the tax by May 1st. This was all part of the package to fund our roads here in this upcoming budget. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you.